This is Alex Fiallo interviewing Leah Gongitano at Leah's home in Manhattan, New York on February 5th, 2017 for the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, card number one. So Leah, let's start at the beginning. Where and when were you born, and tell me a little bit about growing up.
Okay. I was born in 1968 in New London, Connecticut. My parents are both from Brooklyn, Canarsie and Bensonhurst. They moved from Brooklyn right before I was born. And I have an older sister who's born here. My parents had this idea that they were moving to the country, but they were really moving to like kind of crappy suburban Connecticut. And I always joke that they're like generation and a half, because even though both my parents were born here in Brooklyn, they were living in pretty much Italian neighborhoods, even more specifically Sicilian-speaking immediate surroundings. And so...
In Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I didn't fully understand all of that when I was growing up, but we did spend a ton of time in Canarsie, Bensonhurst, Bay Ridge, Staten Island. So I had a pretty good idea, you know, what our family was all about, even though I think my parents really were trying to, like, Americanize. And, like, I don't have a Brooklyn accent, like, everyone in my family. And, like, a lot of my relatives are bilingual, spoke Italian or Sicilian dialect, which it took me until high school when I was taking Italian in school that, like, my parents couldn't even, like, help me with my homework. So it took a while for me to see what they were, like, deeply invested in. But also we're trying to, like, have, like, a sort of different life for their kids, which, of course, they sorely regretted once we became, like, rebellious high school kids and were not interested in, like, religion or sort of traditional family structures. And it didn't quite work out the way they hoped, but yeah, so I guess I feel like my growing up was like two worlds of like my family here in New York and my sort of much more isolated suburban silent rebellious life, you know, as a kid or a teenager. So
when you say what they were deeply invested in, what were some of the things they were deeply invested in?
You know, they're my father's deceased now, but I would say my parents and the rest of my family, they're pretty devout Roman Catholic, definitely not Republicans, which is great, like staunch Democrats, but there was like a sense of like conservatism or some kind of, how can I describe it? Rigid kind of ideas about the family. I mean, the weird thing is that I realized as I got older, my dad always like really gravitated toward like